was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Praise in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
Welcome, I am Tony Sands. This is another Wednesday. Later on in the show, about 8:05, my main man, Mr. Bibbs, is going to join the Tony Sands Show, and we're going to get into some topics here in sports and in real life. Topics, sports, and real life intertwined together, because all so many times we use sports as a means to bring light to life. And that's why we're going to get into a little bit of life here on the Tony Sands Show. What I mean by life, we're going to get into a little bit of the Trayvon Martin versus George Zimmerman case that took place a couple of days ago. And when the verdict came down, so many people were surprised at the way the verdict went. But not only that, a situation happened in Arkansas to where a young male, Deion Williams, was shot by the police. We're going to get a little bit into that. We're going to also dib and dab into Aaron Hernandez and the Pouncey Twins. How close are they? Because there are some things that the Pouncey Twins are doing that has sparked outrage among NFL fans. We're going to get into that a little bit, and we're going to dig in deep into it. And also, our main man, Johnny Football, has come back in the topic of discussion. What I mean by that, his off the field problems continue to pile up. You tell me, here on the Tony Sands Show, are they problems or are they just a young man being a young man in this day and age of college sports? I can relate to Mr. Mandel because I was a great athlete. I was going to say a superior athlete. With that, I was, because I did accomplished so many superior things when it came to the gridiron. But hey, Johnny Manziel, Heisman Trophy winner, right now is at the ESPYs, and we're going to keep you abreast on what's going on at the ESPYs. We're going to keep you on top of who's winning what award here on the Tony Sands Show. Live here on the Tony Sands Show, we're going to bring you who win what awards on the ESPYs. Already, for best coach, Rick Pitino of Louisville has won coach of the year. He went up against Eric Spoelstra and a couple other guys, but as I said, Rick Pitino has won Coach of the Year in sports. Went up again, and I wonder, when I saw it, I thought Eric Spoelstra would win, being that he's won now two championships. He has the best team in America when it comes to athletes. He has LeBron James on his team, a guy that is a superior athlete when we talk about athletes. But guess what? Rick Pitino has won two national championships at two different schools. And that's a feat that's kind of tough to overcome, but he has done that. But we're going to get into, when my main man Bibbs joined the show, we're going to get into a tad bit. But I want to let you hear this audio. This audio, before we bring Bibbs on, I want to let you hear this audio. And this was audio that we played, that I had, you know, been researching it, and we brought up a research team. We got it together, and we played this. I'm going to let you hear this audio, guys. You got to hear this audio, because this was what took place a couple of days ago with the George Zimmerman case. This, listen to this.
And I will remind everybody in the courtroom that there should be no outbursts upon the reading of the verdict or afterwards.
And that was the judge talking about it. But we're gonna play a little bit more of this. The next 5 seconds of this we're gonna play up, because this is when the verdict really came down and they told you what the verdict was. So let me let you check this part of the verdict out. And as the verdict, you know, actually everyone know that verdict came in, we're gonna get back to that, but the verdict came in not guilty. It came in not guilty for George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman was found not guilty in a trial that took place a couple of days ago and has sparked protests throughout the country on the Stand Your Ground law, on was race a factor in this. But before we get into that, let me let my main man come back on, as he do each and every week with me here on the Tony Sands Show. My main man, Bibbs. What's happening, B?
Man, not too much, Tony. How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I mean, you know, checking out the ESPYs, looking at some things that's happening throughout the world, and it is a lot of things going on throughout the world. And there's a lot of things where I say sports. I always look at sports, and this is why we're going to tap into Trayvon Martin, because so many times sports is used to bring America together.
Right.
And you hear it also often when you looked at what happened in Boston, they use sports as a means to lift America back up. And also often that is the case. And that's why I want to talk a little Trayvon Martin, because sports is life and life is sports, because they do intertwine and they come together also. Well, B, as you know, we heard the verdict. You heard the verdict. Where was you when the verdict was being read and you heard this verdict?
I was sitting in my living room on a computer. You know, I was watching it online, you know, as the verdict was, you know, handed down. And, you know, I was in disbelief. Just to be honest with you, I kind of didn't believe what I was hearing. You know, but, you know, I didn't sit down and watch the majority of the trial. I kind of followed it here and there, just to, you know, kind of see what was going on throughout it. And, you know, from what I was hearing from my peers and my family, you know, just colleagues throughout the day, was that it was kind of leaning towards a not guilty verdict. It kind of had the feeling that he would, you know, be, you know, not guilty. That what the jury was going to come up with. And, you know, it's just a sad day. It was a sad day for America, and, you know, not alone a sad day for African-American men, you know, just to see this young kid, 17 years old, murdered in cold blood, which we all don't think it was his fault that he was murdered. You know, I honestly think that the guy probably was protecting himself. And, you know, and it just, he was shot, you know, because the dude couldn't really handle him. That's really what I think happened, but at the end of the day, it's very sad, very tragic, and at the end of the day, justice was not served. I don't believe justice was served at all, and I'm going to continue to believe that until I see something done about it.
Now, you spoke on it was a sad day for African-American men. Let's expound on that a little bit. When you say for African-American men, because I think a lot of people don't understand when we say African-American men, you hear also often that it was a sad day for African American men. What would you expound on that a little bit to our listening audience and let them know what you're meaning by that?
I mean, well, of course we all know Trayvon Martin was an African American teenage male, and
correct,
he was killed. He was murdered by, I'm not sure what George Zimmerman was. Is he Hispanic? He's not an actual Caucasian guy. I think he's something else, some other
ethnicity. No. But now, when people hear that, and they're saying, a lot of people saying, well, he's not white, but he's Hispanic. Now, we got to also remember, I tell people this all the time, we are what our fathers are.
Right.
And George Zimmerman's father is a Caucasian male. His mother, I think, is like a Hispanic type female.
Right.
But
right.
And so if you look at that, George Zimmerman is a Caucasian male because we are what our fathers are.
Right.
And that's where
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you telling me that now, I definitely see. Now I see. Yeah, he's white at the end of the day. I mean, he's a white male at the end of the day. And I didn't know that. I saw his mother at the trial or whatever, and she looked to be a Hispanic ethnicity. So I'm assuming that, you know, he was Hispanic. I never saw his father. But at the end of the day, all I can do is shake my head and to elaborate on what I said about this being a sad time for African-American males in general is that, like, they can't walk on the – like, this kid was just walking to the store, you know, to grab some Skittles and an iced tea to hurry up and get back to finish watching the All-Star game that was going on that night and was, you know, wrongfully profiled as a thug or, you know, a thief in the night, which he was – nothing of, you know, and he was killed in the process of him being profiled. And I have a 16-year-old brother, around, which is basically the same age as Trayvon was when he got killed, you know. And all I could think about was my little brother. Like, he can't, you know, walk to the store at when it's dark outside in fear of his life because somebody might profile him and think that he's possibly stealing just because he had a hoodie on. I mean, it was raining outside, so that right there will make you think that this is why this guy has a hoodie on. It's raining. He's trying to stay, you know, dry. And then for you to, you know, we really don't know what happened in that 4-minute window when he was killed. But, you know, all I can imagine was the guy approached him or was chasing him, you know, or maybe just walking behind him looking creepy like he said. And, you know, if I'm thinking how I was at 17 or even now, I would have been freaked out by the situation too. And if he would have run up on me, you know, any sort of way, I probably would have attacked him too in fear of my life. You know, and so I don't blame Trayvon Martin if that's what he did to get out of the situation. I don't blame him at all for attacking him, you know, and trying to get away. But at the end of the day, it's still not safe for African-American men to walk on the streets of Florida. I guess I would say Florida. I'm not a Floridian, if that's even a word. But, you know, it's not safe for them to walk on the streets of Florida right now, you know, with the stand your ground law, because somebody could pick a fight with you. And you want to, you know what I'm saying, defend yourself, you end up getting hurt or killed like Trayvon Martin did. And the killer goes free because he said it was self-defense and he was standing his ground. That's bogus. Absolutely bogus.
Yeah, hey, as we're saying about this case, and we're talking about African-American men, and in the light of that, another African-American male was gunned down in Arkansas yesterday. But the fifth, as a matter of fact, he was on the 15th in Arkansas. Deion Williams was gunned down by law enforcement in Arkansas as he attempted to flee in the lights of that case and was shot and killed. That sparked outrage in Arkansas on top of when there was already a protest going on for Trayvon Martin. And so can you imagine how that sparked more protests in light of all the things that's going on here with Trayvon Martin? It sparked even more protests. But I want to listen to this soundbite. This is soundbite 41 with the Trayvon Martin case. B, let's chime in on that, and we're going to continue here on the Tony Sands Show as we talk sports and life.
Please be seated. Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict? Would you please hold the verdict form and hand it to Deputy Jarvis? Okay, if you'll please publish the verdict. In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit, Inverness, Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Now, we also have my young son joining us here on the Tony Sands Show, because after the verdict was read, he called me and said, "Dad, what is going on?" And here I am, a man, 44 years old, and have seen a lot, seen the O.J. McDuffie riot, seen so many different riots here in America. And he called me, and I could not. No, I didn't even know how to explain it. The only thing I said to him was, "Son, we just got to pray." But joining the Tony Sands Show is also my son, Deshaun Sands. He's going to join us for a quick bit. And Deshaun, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with
you. What's going on, man?
I'm just chilling, Dad, you know.
Yeah, okay, all right. But, you know, I was explaining to our listening audience of how you called me in light of the verdict and stated what is going on and was trying to find an explanation of how something like that could happen. What is being said amongst your peers in light of this verdict?
Basically, man, everybody's just still in shock. Like, everybody, like, basically people are saying that times are going to go back to the old times where you have white against black and stuff like that, and if you look around, it's getting crazier and crazier every day. Like when I heard the verdict, like my body froze. Like I ain't know what to do or what to say or how to come out of it. Nothing. That's why I called you.
Right, and not only with him calling me, I was at a situation to where I was almost at a worst of didn't have any words to say because I did. You don't know how to explain something that you see and hear, but have no explanation behind it because I kind of felt with the way things are going, and Bills, we talked about this just a little early in the show, that it was going to turn out, and I kept saying it to people, I said, because I don't see to where the state have proved this case beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's all the jury got to do is defense got to do is plant doubt. And they planted that doubt very well. And I think that led to a lot of the situation. So in light of that, but one thing when we look at this thing, Deshaun, you know, you wasn't around. I was around some with the OJ McDuffie trial and when that came out and riots broke out, it was predominantly in that situation, we were predominantly blacks. But in this situation here, it's a little different. It's a little different because there are whites and blacks in this case. So, I mean, when you look at it, this is not to me, when it comes to everybody's trying to figure out is it going to be a black or white issue, I think this is here. If you look at the number of people that are out protesting, you got a variety of nationalities because they see, in this case, it was a young man that was taken advantage of, that was gunned down, unarmed man was gunned down, and everyone wants to know how in America this happened. So, Deshaun, you tell your guys, I don't think this is a black and white issue when it comes to the amount of people that are standing up for Trayvon Martin.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now. Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands, where they decorate for your occasion. Whether it's for weddings, baby showers, anniversary, graduations, homecoming, cherries, proms, and more, give them a call. They have it all. She caters to all Tri-County areas, Palm Beach County, Broward, and Dade County. Also, ask about affordable party packages. She has one to fit your party budget. Call and mention this ad and receive $50 off your service. That's right, $50 off your services. Presented to you by Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands. Call at 954-708-0581. That's 954-708-0581. Call now.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Players in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
Yeah, we're back here on the Tony Sands Show coming out of break. As you know, Deshaun and Bibbs are here. We're just talking here about the Trayvon Martin case, and I'm telling you, it is a case that is sparking debate throughout the nation, all the way from Florida all the way to the White House. Deshaun, so to tell you guys, man, that you know, this doesn't appear to me to be a black and white issue. It appears more to be an issue of a nation coming together for an injustice, and I think that's the way we must look at this. Bibbs, what's your take on how would you explain this to a young one that comes up to you and asks you what just took place?
I mean, at the end of the day, like I told you, when I was watching the verdict, I was in disbelief to hear that George Zimmerman was going to be able to be a free man. He had no further business with the court, as what the judge said to him, you know. And if I had to explain this to an individual, like you said, a younger person, you know, I really wouldn't know what to tell him. I mean, at the end of the day, I would say that the court was wrong. I honestly think that he should have been found guilty of something, if not second-degree murder, possibly manslaughter, you know. But for him to be able to take the life of this young man and to walk free and live his life like it never happened, which he will never, ever be able to do, but just saying possibility of living his life like it never happened, and it's absolutely wrong. You know, like, I just don't agree with the verdict at all, period. Like,
And he was given, and not only in light of that, he was given his gun rights back here in the state of Florida. But when we talk about, because you're in Dallas, and you know, this, when we look at the stand your ground law, you know, this was a law that originated in the Texas area. This law originated in the Texas area, stand your ground law, because I always called it the Bush Boys law, because it was a law that was in place when one of the Bushes was in office in the great state of Texas.
Right,
migrated his way here to Florida when one of the brothers became governor here in the state of Florida. He signed his bill into law when he came here to cover for the stand your ground law. And in this case, we found out that here we are again, and this law is becoming hot topic. Now, do they do away with it with so much debate from Washington and lobbyists and you know, voters coming and saying that, hey, this can't take place anymore. And the only way you push for change is that, you know, in this America, that you start making people accountable for the things that they are doing. And this is where one of those things, where this is where that comes into play. So I think in this sense, we must look at that to state that if law is law, we must abide by this simple verdict that has just took place.
I mean, the law is the law, but at the end of the day, you still have common sense. And the person with the least knowledge of any law ever could tell you that the verdict was wrong, you know. And like you asked the question, would they have to, you know, do away with that law? I mean, absolutely. I mean, if not do away with it, they're going to have to revise it in some type of way, some type of form or fashion, because there's no way that they can allow their law to be abused, that particular law to be abused like it was abused within this Trayvon Martin case. You know, I have no problem with people standing their ground if there is a reason to stand your ground. You know, like, but in that instance, it just, so many from the phone operator, dispatcher telling him not to, and the conversation that he was having with the dispatcher and some of the words that he uttered out, like, you know, about these punks always get away with this type of stuff. You know, you can already kind of see that it has nothing, this had nothing to do with him standing his ground. If anything, it had something to do with Trayvon Martin standing his ground and not being, you know, ran upon or being hassled or harassed by this Zimmerman guy. You know, if anybody had the opportunity to stand their ground, it should have been Trayvon Martin. And he didn't even have a weapon. So, you know, I don't really see how you can stand your ground and you have a gun, and the guy that you're supposedly, you know, coming into contact with has nothing but a bag of Skittles and an iced tea. Like, where does stand your ground come into play at in that particular instance? I don't see.
We're going to go to a quick snippet on a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let you know the weapon that they stated that Trayvon Martin used against George Zimmerman here on the Tony Sands Show. Let's get into that back here on the Tony Sands Show.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B.
Still be a baby, baby.
About weapons. George Zimmerman used a gun. And they tried to say that Trayvon Martin be used a sidewalk as a means to bring in a weapon. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I played football a lot of times and I had my bell ring. And when you get that bell ring, you have no sense of direction. You have no sense of what your name is half the time. So how did this man, a man that say his head got banged on the concrete over 20-something times, was still able to reach and grab for a gun and shoot a young man directly in the heart? I mean, you had to take a straight shot to know, boom. You, and it takes me back to, as with police officers, they train to shoot in the upper torso. It goes back to, like the prosecutor said, this guy was an overzealous guy that wanted to be a police officer. Deshaun, man, hey, it was nice having you here. Join us here on this topic of Trayvon Martin. We're going to get a little bit, and we're going to bring a guy on that knows Trayvon's Martin family all too well, has sit at a couple protests with Trayvon's father and mother. He knows this family also well. We're going to bring him on the line, and my producers and engineers will let us know when we have Mr. Travis, better known as T-Dog, a guy here in the South Florida area that is putting out amazing gospel hits. Amazing, amazing, amazing gospel hits. So as soon as my engineers has him on the line, B, we're going to get a little bit of that. But let's get back into this. Now, we stated that, you know, you couldn't understand how an unarmed man gets shot, but they stated that he used the sidewalk as a weapon. Could you buy that? Are you buying that?
No, I don't really see the sidewalk as a weapon. You know, it could, like, I definitely think it could be used as you know, if you're trying to, you know, cause harm to someone, you can definitely use the sidewalk, the pavement, or anything, you know, to cause harm, bodily injury to someone. But
correct.
In his case, you know, I don't think that he intentionally used the sidewalk as a weapon. Like, oh, I know that the sidewalk's here, and I'm going to use it to bash his brains in. No, mm-hmm. I don't think that was the case. I honestly think that the guy was, and Trayvon Martin, who I'm speaking about, was defending himself. You know, this guy ran up on him, you know, out of the blue, and you... Me, if he caught me off guard, I'm fighting. And if the ground just happens to be there and your head just happens to hit it, then, man, I mean, that's just what happened. I don't think that he intentionally used that was his pre-motive to use the sidewalk to bash him in his brain. Man. It just happened to be there. The guy was on his back, possibly, if that's even the truth, you know, and his head was banged against the ground. You know, you're fighting somebody and you're on top of them. I mean, you don't have to do much to bang their head in the ground, you know, but punch them. If that's the case, you can punch him and he can hit the head in the ground. You know, he don't have to necessarily grab his face or his head and bang it in the ground for him to hit his head on the ground.
But my thing, when I looked at this, and when they say this guy head got banged to the concrete, Zimmerman head was banged to the concrete by Trayvon over 20-some times. The one thing that I did not see, I saw a bunch of scratches, but I'm quite sure at some point the back of that skull should have been black and blue. That should have been right. Black and blue. And I did not see. I seen a couple of scrapes that made me think in the midst of a struggle or a tussle, you guys fell on a tree and slid down a tree and scraped your head, not where your head was slammed on a concrete. I'm telling you, your brains will be shooken to no end, possibly knocked out if your head was hit the way the attorney was trying to describe this young man head being hit on the carpet. But let's listen to, we're going to listen to track 42, and I have my main man T-Dawg with me here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to get into it because this guy knows Trayvon family also well. He's been to a lot of the protests that are taking place here in the South Florida area, and he is a top gospel artist in America. But let's listen to this track, and we're going to get with my main man T-Dawg as he get into this topic with us here on the Tony Sands Show.
Very, very saddened the way we accept the jury's verdict in this case. First and foremost, on behalf of Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton, who are just heartbroken really right now, we ask that you keep them in your prayers. At this time, I'll try to come up and make a statement, and then we'll take just a very few questions.
I'm here along with Attorney Jasmine Rand, Attorney Natalie Jackson, Attorney Cheyenne Medeiros, and Attorney Darrell Parks. Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin would like to thank all of the supporters throughout the nation and the world, to everybody that attended a rally, to the millions of people that signed petitions, to the prosecution, Ms. Angela Corey, Mr. Bernie Delarande, Attorney John Guy, and Mr. Rich Manti, and everybody from the prosecutor's office, to everybody that put their hoodies up, and to everybody who said, I am Trayvon, his family expressed their heartfelt gratitude for helping them these past 17 months. To Tracy and Sabrina Trayvon's parents, your tireless work in the name of your son has made Sanford and many other cities just a little safer for all our children.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show, and we're also being joined by my main man, Mr. T-Dawg. T, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, you know, I'm trying to grasp all this, and I'm, because of the simple fact that when this verdict was being read over the television, my son called me. My son Deshaun called me, and he said, "Dad, what's going on?" And when you a person, here you are, 40-some years old, you done been through a couple of riots here in Miami with the O.J. McDuffie, and we seen Rodney King get beat, and we saw what took place of that, and all of a sudden now we have this situation in their generation. Because our parents, and I don't recall asking my parent, explain this verdict to me. But my son called me to ask me to explain what just took place. And I'm saying to myself, wow, what do I say? The only thing that I could come up with to tell my son at that time was, son, you got to pray. That's the only thing that I can, that I was able to tell him, because I'm looking at something that I'm shocked, because I know what possibly, you got a good idea of what took place, but watch something else take place. You have a son. And first of all, get into this thing deep. Let everyone know, you know, I'm going to play your song, Pray For Me, later on in this, before the show out. We're going to end my show with your song. But let everyone know that you actually know this family. You spent on a couple topics and, you know, out in the community with this family. What are Tracy and Sabrina like?
You know, I tell you, it's so amazing. I had a privilege of her contacting me like 4 months ago. And when she contacted me, she was like, listen, I have a lot of people that are really trying to engage into doing something for Trayvon, but I heard your song and I really want to extend my hand out to you. And it's a blessing within itself, you know, with him being killed on February 26th and my birthday being on February 26th. Tracy, Sabrina, man, I thank God for putting them in my life. They're humble, they're compassionate, and they're your average mom and dad. You know, it's like, you couldn't ask for nothing better, man. Like I said, my heart.
But Trav, as you say, they are everyday people. And when we look at everyday people, I look at them and my heart only goes out to them, because I can imagine me having a son, you having a son, what Tracy himself is going through, being that his son did come up to visit him. And all this, you know, took place in that community. I wonder how, do he ever speak about that, if that's weighing on him any, or do you do, if that's something that they are not even, that he don't even focus on, he just focus on the issue that's at hand?
Well, you know what, Sam, the dad is taking, he takes it real hard. Him being a Little League football coach, and, you know, you coaching, and you know the bond you have with your son.
Correct.
Right. And, the, you know, that bond every day, you know, let's go to practice, let's do this. And, you know, we have so many plans for our little guys, our little men.
So many.
Yeah, and, you know, and when, you know, like, you know, daddy's boy, you know, and when something like that happened, man, the tragedy is deeper. You know, because like I said, we set the tone for the future for these kids.
Exactly.
And when something happens to your son, your child, and you're not able to defend him in no kind of way.
Wow.
That's hard. That's heartbreaking.
That's, I mean, and like you said, and you can't, in no way you was able to be there, because you know at some point he called out to his parents for help in this situation. And can you imagine, you know, there's, I'm quite sure there was some last word, because, you know, I'm hearing, you know, the doctor's take, how you can snatch a man's heart out and a man can continue to talk for about 20 seconds. So can you imagine this young man in the dark of night being shot, and he's probably either calling out for his mom or his dad, most likely at that point, because you're in that area, you know, you're up there visiting your dad. That's probably the first thing that came to your mind. You know, you're calling for your dad for help. And I'm quite sure that is a situation that is probably tearing at him also much, but man, he got to know that there are so many people out there that are praying for him. But you spoke of a song, Trav, that you said that you heard. Which song was that? Let my audience know which song that was.
That Pray For Me, and which she heard it, and it's amazing, man, because back when this happened, we had the hoodies on and the videos, and we done this song, and I never knew her, never met her. And she called me and she said, you know, I need to meet you. I really want to reach out to you. And I met her, and we've been friends ever since, man. And like I say, man, everything she does, like any rally, you know, that she attends, I'm 9 out of 10 there with her. And I'm another voice for the Trayvon Martin Foundation. We was just in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, last night with the sheriff and all the high power pastors and everyone. And, this Saturday will be in Miami, Florida, with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Victor Curry, and it's going to be something, man. It's just, it's very sad.
Now, Chap, give us that information again for my listening audience that are listening. Let them know where that rally will be at again.
Well, it'll be downtown Miami this Saturday. And it's going to take place by the federal building downtown Miami. And so Al Sharpton and Victor Curry, Jesse Jackson, there's going to be a lot of leaders. Like I said, me, myself, Sabrina, and Tracy. It's going to be awesome, man. I got to tell you, it's like we have to keep moving forward.
And we got to. And for the better good of our young men that are still walking on this earth, and it is so often that you hear through tragedy, there are blessings that come out of it. And I know they got to know that there are a lot of people that are pulling for. But I want you stay with us, Chap, because I want my listening audience we're going to let them listen to the song that she heard that made her reach out to Travis. Here, we're going to play that song. That's the T-Dawg song. Let's let them listen to the song a little bit. We're going to play about 2 minutes of this song and let them listen to what she heard that got her so involved, and that she had to call you to reach out to you, because it had to touch her. Anytime music hits you, it makes you find out who this artist is. It's got to be something in the song that made her stand out to you. So let's listen to this, guys, and then we're going to get back and get back into this topic.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
We're joining here on the Tony Sands Show. You're listening to my main man, Tony Sands and Bibbs. Bibbs, what's going on, man? We're still here with Travis. What's going on, B?
I'm still here, man. Just, you know, still trying to, I guess, digest this Trayvon Martin situation.
Travis, that's my co-host, Mr. Bibbs. He's out of Texas. Bibbs, give Travis an insight on what's being done in that Dallas area that you're hearing in light of this verdict, how people are standing up for Trayvon Martin.
I mean, they're doing, I mean, the same thing that's going on in the majority of the cities around the United States. Dallas is pretty much doing the same thing. They actually they've had rallies every day, you know, since the verdict has been handed down. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to go out and join any of the rallies due to my official schedule, but, you know, they're reaching out to the family and, you know, to the whole incident. They want their voices heard, they want justice to be served, just like every other, you know, rally that's being held in the United States wants.
So, Trav, you can hear that, man, this thing is moving at a fast rate, man, when we come. And not only that, Travis, you know, just, you know, Arkansas just had a situation in light of with the Trayvon, with a protest going on. A young man was shot and killed a black male was shot and killed in Arkansas, that they're dealing with the situation. They was already in a rally and this took place. So this guy, Deion Williams, was shot down. He was, as a matter of fact, he was 26 years old, a young black male. So we look at this thing. But one thing I like about this Trayvon Martin situation, this is a national problem. You see all nationalities that are out helping this family get this message out, man. You let them know, man, it was a pleasure to have you on here on the Tony Sands Show. You let them know that, you know, everyone here, all my listeners are praying for them, and we are standing behind them that justice is served, because we felt that justice needs to be served, man. So you're close to the family. You let them know that we here on the Tony Sands Show are.
Hey, Tony, you know, I'll tell you, man, like I said, when I speak for me, I speak for them. I know they both would be, they would tell me to tell you guys, you know, listen, thank you so much. The hearts go out to, you know, you all, and you know, keep your prayers going, you know, never stop the prayers. And I tell you, man, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. You let them know it's good to see that, you know, that you're standing with this family, because I'm quite sure in their darkest hours, that's what they need. Once all this is over, they're still, they still have lost a son. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what that feel like, but I'm quite sure, it's gotta be something, you know, they say you can lose a lot of things, but when you lose a child, it hurts deep within. So I know in their darkest hour, they know that they have someone like yourself in their corner, man. And you continue to stay with this family and give this family that voice that they need, because in this situation, we need to try to get this law, stand your ground, thrown out. So it was a pleasure to have you here on the show, man. And after this rally, man, we'll probably bring you back on next Wednesday. Let you know, let my audience know how this protest went and how it's going.
Most definitely, man. Like I say, anytime you need me, just give me a call, man. And like I said, we get together next week, man. I definitely will have to, man. I have Sabrina to even give a word to you guys, man. And I thank you again.
Most definitely, man. And we thank you for that, man. And you know, let them know that we are praying for him here on the Tony Sands Show.
Thank you.
We're going to head to a commercial break, and we're going to come back here on the Tony Sands Show. And me and Mr. Bibbs going to continue to talk about this topic. We're also going to get into a quick snippet on Johnny. As a matter of fact, you know, let's hit this Johnny Manziel. We're going to close out with that. Let's beat down. Moving back to Texas, because Texas is where all the news is taking place. Johnny Manziel, we talked about him earlier. What is being said about him oversleeping at the Peyton Manning camp?
This immature kid, that's just the bottom line. I mean, same thing I said, you know, the last time we spoke about Johnny. He's just an immature, 20-year-old kid that's, you know, trying to live he's not a teenager anymore, but I guess a college kid life, you know, and with the media and all the cameras in his face at all times, anything that he does out of the ordinary is going to be scrutinized, is going to be, you know, magnified. And at the end of the day, from what he said, he just overslept. He had been tired, traveling a lot, and, you know, his phone died, the alarm never went off, he overslept, and it was just an agreement between him and the head of the camp that he would just, you know, they would just part ways. He would go back to Texas and get some rest. He hadn't really went into details. You know, there were rumors saying that he was hungover from the night before, but he said he denied that he said that that's absolutely not true. He just overslept. And he's apologized to his coach Sumlin and to, you know, Peyton Manning and his staff for, you know, missing, for basically not being in attendance at the camp in full participation. So, like I said, he's just an immature kid, still learning, still trying to, you know, become a man at the end of the day. And he's having a hard time doing it with, the, you know, being a Heisman Trophy winner, first freshman ever win a Heisman Trophy in the United States of history of football. So, you know, he's having a hard time with it, but I think he'll get it together. This probably will be his last year at Texas A&M because, you know, I don't think he's going to stay past this year.
Now, you say his last year, which you think?
If he goes out and he performs anywhere close to what he did last season, not necessarily win a Heisman, but perform close, this will definitely be his last year. But with that being said, with all the things that's been going on this offseason, that's going to raise red flags for the NFL, you know, in his draft status. Definitely think he'll still get drafted pretty high, but it definitely will raise a lot of eyebrows to what type of character he is, type of character he has, and how it will articulate over to him being a starting quarterback in the NFL.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show, and we're talking Mr. Bibbs, and we're talking about Johnny Manziel and his oversleeping at the Peyton Manning camp. Bibbs, but now we say he's, and he didn't, in the press conference, he said he's not immature. He said he was just tired, like you said, from the traveling and the demand of being a Heisman Trophy candidate at his age. Normally, when you're a Heisman Trophy candidate, you tend to go on to the NFL, so the demands won't be on you as much, but you can deal with the schedule because you don't have to deal with the practices. You don't have to deal with traveling in and out. And I think a lot of this pressure of being this Johnny Football has taken its toll on Manziel. And I think he wants to get back to being a normal college kid, but that would never happen for him because he is a Heisman Trophy candidate. This is what comes with that territory. But I don't think, one thing I say, I don't think the Heisman Trophy should make you change who you are. I think if you decide to change, then that happens. But I don't think it should make you to where you got to say, okay, now, you know, I got to all of a sudden go this straight road, especially when you're dealing with a guy that's a 20-year-old college student.
Right. And I definitely agree with you when you say that Heisman Trophy shouldn't change who you are. And at the end of the day, I don't think it has. You know, obviously it hasn't changed. He's a 20-year-old kid, loves to party, loves to hang out, You know, he tweets just like the rest of the 20-year-old kids out here in America. I mean, but like I said, with him being a Heisman Trophy winner, the spotlight, the cameras, everything is magnified on him. So with that being said, he has to, you know, learn to filter some of the things that he does so he won't take the scrutiny that he's been taking from the media recently.
Correct. And as he stated, he is a 20-year-old college student person. People, he's going to make mistakes.
Right.
And they're trying to say so many bad things about this young man, but he is 20 years old. People, we must realize that this young man is 20 years old. He was thrown into the spotlight by the media. I'm quite sure he wants to continue to go out to bars with his friends, things of that nature, what college guys do. Do not drink, Johnny Manziel, because you're only 20. You got to wait till you're 21. And here on the Tony Sands Show, people, please, let's look out for Trayvon Martin's family. Say a prayer for him. Let's make sure that we say a prayer also for Johnny Manziel, because he needs it in light of all that is going on. Let's continue to move forward here in America and make change. You're talking about that here on the Tony Sands Show. Join us each and every Wednesday as we bring you sports and life.
It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.